now domestic and sexual gender-based violence has moved from family and children, which I think probably contributed to the problem in terms of keeping it isolated and very regionalized, and has now come under, so we will be moving under the Department of Justice in January. And there is supposed to be a dedicated unit being developed at the moment, just focusing on this issue and feeding directly into the minister. So that's definitely a step in the right direction. The problem is domestic violence tends to cut across a number of areas. You know, it is family, it is justice, it's also housing and environment. And there has never been a successful forum that has brought all of those departments together to say, this is the role you need to play. You know, housing needs to support it. You know, mental health services need to contribute in this way. Children and family need to do this. That piece is the difficult bit. You know, with gangland violence, it tends to fall under policing and it tends to be a bit easier to manage in that sense. But where you've got interagency departments working, I think that's where a lot of it falls apart. So it'll be interesting to see how Minister McAtee's approach to it continues. You know, she has the unit, it's under her wing. She is the lead agency now. It's the first time Justice have really been in control of it. So we'll see what difference they make to it.